Mari ora e te whānau nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire ko te kahukura points and tōku ingoa, huri tēnei no Ngāti Kahungunu, Ngāi Tūhoe, te whakatohea hoki. And this is the Māori Millionaire podcast where I talk all about personal finances, investing, entrepreneurship, and of course, the most important part, money mindset. So, nau mai hoki mai e te whānau. If you've been here before, welcome back. If you're new here, then welcome to your first episode of the Māori Millionaire podcast, also streaming on YouTube. Hope you guys are excited for a very important episode. This episode is all about hauora and how hauora allows you to have more money, save more money. And I've been on a heck of a journey and I'm just so excited to share this with you all today. But before we get started, I wanted to share what I'm grateful for today because this has been instrumental in my journey, is finding things to be grateful for every single day. And if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know, or actually any social media, I normally post on my stories, what I'm grateful for every day, because if you can't be grateful for what you already have, how are you going to be grateful for getting more? So, you know, we're here because we're striving for more, but if we're not grateful for what we already have, then, you know, don't think that you're going to be grateful when you do have more. So today, I'm so grateful for new whānau signing up to Te Tiriti Haukura because I'm just already seeing huge changes in whānau that are already taking the program. I have people messaging me and saying that they love the program. Every single time there's a new module out, they're like, oh my gosh, this is cool, this is awesome. And I'm just so excited for the success of whānau who are taking the program. And I'm so grateful for those who have chosen to invest in themselves, but also support my pakehi. And yeah, I'm just super grateful for that. So I will link my course down in the description below if you want to take a look. It's a full 12-week program all about money mindset, about getting started with your own business so that you can create your own income stream. And then we also have sections about investing so that you can learn how to invest and grow wealth. But I'll put more information about that in the description below. But yeah, let's just get on to today's podcast episode because I know we all want to hear how these things actually help. But I'm going to start off with a wee bit of a backstory about why I'm actually talking about hauora, because the te kahukura that started this podcast is a very different person to who I am today. And I wanted to share a little bit of the backstory as to why that is. So if you're wondering why I keep on looking down, if you're watching this on YouTube, I've got my notes here just so that I can stay on track because I'm trying to make these podcasts episodes better, so I've been planning them a lot more. So yeah, so basically 2 years ago I was in a consultation with a doctor. For those that don't know, I have endometriosis, which is quite painful. For those that do have it or know someone with it, very, very painful. And I was, you know, really struggling with the pain. It was debilitating and I was in bed a lot because of the pain. And so I was in a consultation with a surgeon for my endometriosis, and he basically told me that I had two options. He said that I was too obese for surgery at that time, and I had two options. One was to lose weight, or two was that I could potentially get pregnant, because during pregnancy my symptoms, he thought, would probably be better whilst I was pregnant. And I was like, so after the baby is born, I just have to look after a baby? Like, it was ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. And I was so upset by his response and his lack of support, because it was something that I was struggling with for a very long time, but I had avoided, I had pushed off going to get help from a professional. And when I finally did, that was the response that I got. And I was disheartened. I felt hopeless. I felt helpless. I felt like there was, you know, it was like, oh, well, there's not much I can do now, because to me, weight loss at that point of time was something that was like, I'm never going to be able to do that. That's so difficult. That's so hard. I've tried so many times before and I haven't been successful. And so I remember just feeling like, okay, well, you know, that's it. The doctor confirmed it. The surgeon confirmed it. There's no hope. And that was my attitude for a while after that. In fact, on my way home, I remember I literally got a 10 pack of chicken nuggets, large combo with a chocolate shake and a chocolate sundae on the side. Like, I went full into, I'm just going to, you know, drown myself out of this mamai, because I was so sore and I was so painful and I had been struggling with this for years. And then to be told that there was, you know, two options, one, which I felt was impossible to lose weight, and then two, to get pregnant and I didn't want a child. So And that was just ridiculous. But it was actually at this time when I read a book that absolutely changed my life. So I've always been a reader. So, you know, I was really struggling and I thought maybe I'll pick up a book, try and learn something. I read a book called Atomic Habits. And for those that know, they know this book is incredible. And I'm always talking about this book because it changed my life. This book taught me that it didn't matter how much I had to do, how like long the journey was going to be, but that if I started today and if I just did a small bit every single day, over time, this would contribute to crazy success. And I was like, I'm not that good at maths, but I am a numbers girl in the sense that numbers kind of back things up for me and they make me feel safe. And so when I read the book and it said that by being 1% better every single day, by the end of the year, you would be 37 times better. I was like, this is without a doubt what I need to do. And it was at this point that I decided to start going on a walk every single day. So I decided to start off with 5 minutes, literally a 5 minute walk. So at that time, I was 183 kgs at my highest and I went on a 5 minute walk and I was exhausted, like so, so tired. I actually went on a nap after that walk because it was so difficult for me to do. That was the start of my journey though. And I started off with a 5 minute walk, which turned into a 10 minute walk, which turned into a 15 minute walk, which it's been over a year now. And I go to the gym every morning for an hour. And then I go on maybe like a 10, 20 minute walk during the day. And then I go on another walk in the afternoon. Like I just love exercise now. It's literally my favorite thing to do. I love it. And so basically this whole journey started off with walking for 5 minutes a day. But the thing is that prior to starting this journey, I hated myself and I hated how I looked. And today, I'm so grateful for my body and I love myself. And I am so grateful that, you know, these legs that I have taken me into rooms of opportunity. They have walked me on every single journey that I have been on. And my body is the only thing that has been with me every single step of the way. And I'm just so grateful that I have a tinana. And so it's been over a year now. I've lost over 45 kgs. And that's only the physical manifestation of the full transformation I've had mentally, spiritually, in all ways. I've completely changed my life. And yeah, I'm 45 kgs down. I've got a goal of losing 85. So I've got 40 to go. And I'm over halfway. Like, this is crazy to me because it wasn't long ago that I remember, you know, crying myself to sleep because I just felt horrible and I didn't feel like I was, you know, me and my body, and I felt so uncomfortable in my own skin. And so, you know, this physical transformation is not a physical transformation by itself. It's come with all of these other things as well, which is why I wanted to share with you all today. But the important thing that I wanted to kind of mention was that our public health system disproportionately does not support Māori and Pacifica. And what this contributes to is us suffering from things longer than we need to, dying from things that are preventable, not getting the support and not getting the help that we need. And I am, you know, talking about this with a lot of privilege because I have been able to get support and I've been able to have this transformation, and I know that it's so difficult and it's so hard for so many whānau, you know, but it's heartbreaking really to see how many whānau are struggling in the system that doesn't serve us. And I just wanted to, you know, bring light to that because it's hard. It really is hard. And I've got whānau who have been in the system. I've, you know, been myself in the system that doesn't work for us. It does not support us. And it was actually around that time that I also started looking into insurance. And if you guys know, it was around about that time when I had a partnership with RMP Insurance, which I'll link our podcast episodes down below, which are going to teach you all about the different types of insurance. And it was at that point that I actually got health insurance. And in my specific package for health insurance, it said that if I paid for 2 years, I could have endometriosis surgery, even though it was a pre-existing condition, and I could have surgery for that, whether I lost weight or not. And that's the thing. The public health system has all of these specific rules which disproportionately affect our whānau, because it's not like you can't have surgery if you're obese. It's just that you can't in the public health system, because within the private health system you can. And so, you know, that's heartbreaking, really. So basically I signed up for health insurance at that point, and I told myself that I was going to lose weight, even though I didn't technically have to for the surgery, because I wanted to go into it with the thinking of, this is safer for my body. Like, it is safer, you know, it is more risky to have surgery the more overweight you are. I definitely understand that. And so I decided to work on my hauora so that I could improve it for that, knowing that I would have it regardless of if I lost the weight. But that was definitely a bit of an incentive for me, like, I'm, you know, going to be able to have that surgery, which I'm actually going to check the time, but I think it should be about a year now, actually, before I'll be able to have that, which will be incredible. And so, yeah, that's just something to mention, that if you are, you know, struggling and you think insurance may be a possible route, then definitely listen to those podcast episodes, but seek actual personal insurance advice for you. I can't do that. I'm not an insurance advisor or anything like that, but make sure to find someone who can support you, because I have found that it's been completely life-changing. So, on that note, I have got seven ways that hauora, taking care of ourselves, actually allows us to have more money, save more money, not spend as much money. And I just wanted to share these with you, because if I listened to this before starting my journey, I feel like it would have been inspiring, it would have been motivating. Not because money, like, hauora, our finances shouldn't be the motivator to look after ourselves, to look after our tinana. But I know that when you're struggling with money and your hauora, it is a bit of an incentive. So I think that we should look after ourselves, because it's important to look after ourselves, and we want to be here for a long time, and we want to live a healthy and happy life. But, you know, if you want some motivation, then I know. So basically, number one, the first thing is that I used to frequently visit the doctors. I was always at the doctors because I was always sick, because I fed myself with terrible kai that didn't actually fuel me or sustain me. I was always eating takeaways, never ate anything good, never ate vegetables, didn't even know what those were. And so I was always at the doctors, always getting prescriptions, and this cost added up. See, if it's $16 to see the doctor, $5 for a prescription, $21, I was there every few weeks. That was just like, I actually had to budget for it. I had to budget for going to the doctors, because I was always at the doctors for random things, because I wasn't looking after myself. And the other thing is, like, when you're not looking after yourself, your stress is worse. And so when you have more stress, your health worsens. And so, you know, I was always at the doctors, and this added up. That's number one, first thing. Okay, number two is that prior to starting my hauora journey, I woke up tired every single day. I lacked energy. I was exhausted because my body was like trying to manage all of this, you know, fat and everything. You know, it was hard. It was a struggle every single day. And whilst I did a lot, I struggled doing a lot. I woke up exhausted every day. It didn't matter how much I slept, because I wasn't fueling myself with good kai, and I wasn't looking after myself. And so now I wake up full of beans. Like, I'm just like, oh yeah, let's get it. Another day, another dollar. And now I jump out of bed. Now I'm so excited. Now I have more energy, which means that I can do more and that I can achieve more within a day, which also means that I can make more money. And yeah, that's just basically simple. When you have more energy, you can do more, you can achieve more, and you can earn more. That's it. Okay. Number three is that my confidence has improved. And it's not because I've lost weight, but it's because maybe that might be part of it, but more so it's because every single day, like, I've made a commitment to myself that I'm going to show up for myself every single day. And I've done this for the past longer than 12 months, of every single day showing up for myself in whatever capacity that is that I can do on that day. And I don't let myself down. Obviously, there have been some days where I haven't actually done anything, but there have been often, like, real reasons for that, like listening into my intuition and my intuition telling me to take a break, which is fine. Rest is great. But, you know, outside of that, I show up for myself every single day. If I say I'm going to be at the gym at 6 a.m., I'll be at the gym at 6 a.m. I don't, like, let myself down anymore, because I know that it's, like, self-love for me isn't about face masks. It's about doing the things that are actually going to allow me to achieve what I want to achieve. And I want to give you, like, an example. If you had a boyfriend or if you had a friend who every single time you had plans, 2 minutes before the plans, they were like, oh, no, I'm not coming anymore. That's what you're doing to yourself every time you set your alarm and you say you're going to go to the gym, but you don't. You need to love yourself, and that's what helps you to show up every single day. But on a tangent, we're not here for motivation, no. but basically, my confidence has improved, and so because my confidence has improved, it's improved my business. It allows me to show up better. I show up as a higher version of myself. Everything has improved. That starts with your confidence, because when you have the confidence to show up for a kaupapa and you know that you are awesome and that you can smash anything, your energy is better. You do more, you can achieve more, and you can earn more. The other thing about confidence is that when you are confident, you can show up as a higher version of yourself, meaning that you're more likely to get a pay rise at work. You're more likely to start a business venture because you have the confidence in yourself to do something. And so, for example, at Mahi, if you're feeling confident, you're going to take on more projects. You're going to do more at work. And then you can actually, you know, say to your boss, hey, I've been doing X, Y, and Z more. Can I, you know, have a pay rise? And if they say no, you're going to be confident. You're going to be like, I'm actually just going to apply for another job, because I know that I'm worth it and I know that I could do it and I know I can earn more. Your confidence is important, and when you have confidence, you can earn more money. Confidence allows us also to be more open to constructive feedback. So I remember prior to my journey, people would give me constructive feedback, and because I was so defensive and I was so actually just struggling in my own skin, I couldn't take it. I couldn't listen to it. And so I would ward off any kind of feedback and I'd just carry on doing what I wanted to do and not take anything on. But the thing about feedback is that it helps you to become a better person, to improve and to grow. And so when you're more confident, you're more receptive to feedback, which allows you to literally become a better person. The other thing about confidence is that it allows you to ask for more things. The thing about life is that if you don't ask, you're not going to get. And the more confident you are, the more likely you are to actually ask for a pay rise, to, you know, say, oh, actually, I'm going to go look for another job somewhere else then. That is going to pay me my worth, or I'm actually just going to start my own business so that I can just be my own boss. You know, like, it's up to you. Obviously, I know not everyone wants to be a business owner, but those are just some of the things that confidence allows you to do. Number four is that clothes get smaller and therefore they occupy less space in the washing machine, meaning that I don't have to do as many loads of washing. Meaning that I'm saving money on washing powder, on washing liquid, on time, on power, running the washing machine, on running the dryer, whatever it is. I'm saving money here. And the crazy thing is that I remember back at the start of my journey, I generally would only really wear one outfit a day because I didn't exercise. So just, you know, I'd have my pajamas and my day clothes and that was it. And I remember I did more washing than I do now. And now I go to the gym every day. So that's one outfit. And I normally do that in the morning. And so I won't wear those again. So I'll wear clean clothes in the day. And then I also put a different outfit on for walking. Sometimes I'll wear the walking one twice. But, you know, three different outfits in a day. And I do less loads of washing than I did back then. Money savings. Hacks. Come on, this is incredible. It also saves money on, like, the liquid or the powder. That stuff is so expensive, especially the liquid stuff. Absolutely expensive. But I'm saving on that now. Number five is that study. Okay, this one is actually a bit, like, controversial. But there are studies that show that the more attractive you are, the more money you make. And I'm not saying I agree with this, but society does tend to favor people who are attractive. What does attractive look like? That's a whole different question, because I think in some contexts, being Māori would be unattractive, but we're not here to kōrero about that. But the facts say, the studies show that the more attractive you are, the higher your income potential is, especially in a job, in a 9-to-5, like, you're more likely to get rewarded for being attractive. Not everywhere, of course, but some studies show that that is the case. And so that's just information. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm not saying anything like that, but it is what it is. Number six is that my brain works better. I have less foggy brain upstairs, which means that I can make better decisions. And I actually want to talk about decision making. So I remember prior to starting my whole water journey, I know someone. who was really struggling with their hauora. They got a very bad diagnosis, which meant that they had to leave their mahi. That person had children. That person had a whānau. I felt very, very aroha for this person and their whānau, given the circumstances. And I wanted to give and I wanted to contribute because I felt aroha, I felt sad, and I wanted to help in whatever way I could. And I thought money would be the best way I could do that because this person had to leave their mahi, and I knew that that was going to be a burden on their whānau, and I felt aroha for them. Aroha mai, that's hai kuri. Go away, kuri. Okay, so basically they were really struggling. I wanted to help. I had no money in my koha account. That's normally where I give my money from my koha account. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to give them my emergency fund. And that's what I did. And after that, I struggled a lot. I had emergencies come up and I didn't have my emergency fund. And that was really bad because obviously your emergency fund is for emergencies, but I gave it away because I felt bad. And the thing about this is that I didn't think about it. It was an emotional decision. And part of my hauora journey has been learning how to manage my emotions and how to be more in tune with myself and know what I'm feeling and how and where that's coming from. And so at that time, I sent my whole emergency fund to that whānau, knowing that I would be left without enough pūtea for me. But I did that because I felt bad. And basically what I'm trying to say is that in going through my own hauora journey, I've been able to recognize why I do some of the things I do. For example, that I've been able to dive deeper and understand where that actually comes from. And now I'm able to make better decisions based on that. So I'm not saying that koha is a bad thing, in no way at all am I saying that, but I am saying that if you're giving to the point when you have nothing, that's problematic, because I struggled after that, and that was hard for me to deal with, and I couldn't, it was something that I kind of did myself, because I gave all of my money away when I didn't actually have the means to do so. And so now that my brain works better, now that I am more in tune with myself, now that I have built a stronger relationship with myself, and I actually, ask myself questions like, why do you think that, or why did you do this? And I'm actually able to unpack these through journaling, which is something that I do every single day, twice a day. I'm able to understand why I do things, and it means that I don't do things. I still make mistakes, obviously, but I don't make as big a mistakes, I've noticed, since my hauora journey started, because I'm able to really know why I'm making these decisions and why I'm doing that. And so that was just something I wanted to share, not because I think that, it's a hard one, because I know that so many whānau struggle with giving too much, giving to the point where they don't have something, and it comes from trauma. But when we're able to work through that, we're able to understand why we do those things. And so I just wanted to put this in here because it was something that I've struggled with a lot. And I know lots of other whānau struggle with it too. So I wanted to share that with you all. That was number 6. My brain works better and I'm able to make better decisions now, which means that I'm able to have more pūtea, make better decisions about where my pūtea is going. Not to say that a better decision was to not give, but that a better decision was to definitely prioritize my own needs before giving to something that I technically couldn't afford to give to. So that's number 6. Number 7 is that I used to vape. Vaping was my coping strategy for stress, was my coping strategy for everything. Had a good day, wanted to celebrate with a vape. Had a bad day, wanted to have a big vape, Vaping was my thing. That's what I did. This was about $30 a week, $120 a month, but this coping strategy costed me in more ways than just money. It costed my hauora, you're not actually dealing with anything when you're just smoking it away, are you? And so now that I'm able to have healthier coping strategies, like going for a hikoi, doing some yoga, doing some journaling, these things, one, are free, but two, actually help the situation. They don't make it worse. When you go on a walk and you're actually able to like process things instead of just ignoring it, pretending like it's not happening, you have better outcomes. And when you're constantly distracting yourself from the problems you have, you're not dealing with them, meaning that they stay there, they get worse, and they grow. And when you have more problems in your life, it's harder to focus on improving your financial situation. So that's something that I wanted to share also, that addictions are so hard because addictions are a cycle and many people are stuck in those cycles. And I know from my own experiences that it's so hard and you struggle. You really, really do. But there is hope. You have potential, you are awesome, and you can do whatever you set your mind to, I promise you, okay? So, yeah, those are my seven things. I'm going to run through them very quickly again for you. So, first one was that I used to go to the doctors all the time. That was a big cost, not only on my pūtea, but on my time and my energy also. Number two, prior to starting my haora journey, I woke up tired all the time, so I didn't have energy to do what I wanted to do every single day. Number three, my confidence has improved, and I shared what things help through having more confidence. Number four is that my clothes are smaller, so less washing to do, less money spent on washing. Number five is that studies show that the more attractive you are, the more money you make. And number six is that my brain works better, which makes me make better decisions about where I'm putting my money. Number seven is that healthier coping strategies are cheaper and allow you to save money. Not actually just cheaper, they're literally free. You know, it doesn't cost anything to go on a walk or do a journal. So yeah, that's today's podcast episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, please share it on your story and tag me. I would really, really appreciate that. Make sure to also check out the links in the description. I'll have some there for the insurance episodes and for Te Tiriti Haukura if you're interested in that. And also, I would so appreciate it if you could please rate this podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to this. When you rate it, it allows the podcast to be pushed out to more people, pushed out to more whānau, because I just want like as many millionaires as we can get, as many multi-millionaires as we can get through sharing this podcast out. So I'd really, really appreciate that. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you guys have any questions, if you guys have any podcast recommendations, send me a message. I am all ears. But it's been so awesome sharing this time with you all. Hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you guys next week. Mai reira.